Calling all small firm architects, it's time to tap into your full potential with Entree Architects Context and Clarity, where inspiration meets innovation. Hey, it's Mark R. LePage, founder of Entree Architect, and I'm inviting you to join my two favorite co-hosts, Jeff Eccles and Katie Kangas, as they bring together authors, experts, and thought leaders for electric conversations with entrepreneur architects around the globe. It's not just a podcast, it's a community where dreams meet action.
There is a simple equation there. And what for me, what that did, just doing that basic calculation, was it allowed me to compare what I had actually saved in my retirement accounts to what I thought a possible projected annual spend might be.
Artists are temperamental, so beautiful design is going to be a priority. When the job is done, we're going to actually need to live in the house, not live with the person who designed it. And so for me, the artistic skill, the architectural skill is most important. And so I would say like that would be 60% of it, if not more.
Gain insights to build a successful practice. Subscribe, engage, and let's redefine your future together. Join the Context and Clarity community, where every conversation adds to your blueprint for success. My name is Mark R. LePage, and you are listening to Entree Architect Podcast, where each week I speak with inspiring, passionate people who share their knowledge and expertise, all to help you build a better business as a small firm entrepreneur architect. Jason Dries, welcome to Entree Architect Podcast.
Thank you, Mark. I'm excited to connect today.
Me too. This is a subject that is near and dear to my heart. I am a mindset guy. Mindset for sure has gotten me to where I am today, but it is also the thing that stops me from getting to where I want to go. So I am really looking forward to having this conversation about mindset. And I know there are lots of architects that are in our community that they know that mindset is something that gets in their way. And so I'm really looking forward to this.
Excellent. Yeah, I'm excited to hear more about the architect community.
All right. Jason Dries is an entrepreneur, author, speaker, performance coach based in Austin, Texas. Yes, based in Austin, Texas. Maybe yes. He'll come over to the Entree Architect Community annual meeting, November 1st to 3rd at the Lakeway. EntreeArchitect.com/annual meeting if you're interested. Okay. With over 10,000 hours of coaching sessions delivered in his career, Jason has an uncanny ability to rewire the mindsets of those he works with to achieve unprecedented results. Jason's understanding of the power of mindset continues to push his clients to unlock their full potential and experience extraordinary growth in all areas of their lives. That sounds like a lot of people out there that talk about mindset. They're out there sort of, you know, blowing smoke, but Jason is here to talk about mindset. This is the thing that's stopping us from building the architecture firms that we dream of. This is the thing that is stopping us from earning the potential that we could earn as architects. This is a generational thing in this profession. Architects struggle with mindset, and Jason is here to help us get through that that situation that we're dealing with. So I appreciate you for coming here, Jason.
Yeah, thanks. That's a big intro, but yeah, I love talking.
You have a lot to live up to.
Yeah, I love talking about mindset. So.
All right, let's before we do that, I want to know where you came from, because I want to know how you got to becoming a coach for mindset. So go back to where you discovered your passion for what you do, and maybe who or what inspired you to get on this path.
Yeah, I grew up in, you know, Southern California, and just, you know, my parents both worked a lot. I started working when I was 15. I had a job since I was 15. I clearly remember in high school my dad saying, "Son, if you're like me, you can get a job when you're 18 and work until you're 65 and then retire." And I'm like, that sounds like the most crazy idea I've ever heard of. You want me to do something for 40 years that I don't even want to do? I thought that was crazy. But at the same time, I liked having money. So I had a job, like literally I've had a job since I was 15. And I did, and I, you know, dropped out. I was actually a civil engineering major in college. I did about 2 years of that and maybe three left as a freshman. I don't know. I shouldn't have went. It was kind of silly. But then I went into sales and I was really good at sales. So I spent the next 15, 16 years in technology sales and was working, had decent jobs, was making okay money, wanted more, wasn't really sure how to get it. And then created a startup company that made race car driver cooling suits.
Yeah.
Actually made these shirts with Camelback molded bladders and stuff. And
so you sold those, you said?
Designed, manufactured, and sold.
So that was your business, your company?
My business, yeah. 9866.
Oh, very cool. Yeah.
And we actually made this ice-free cooler using Peltier thermoelectric coolers. It was like pulling 50 amps. It was crazy. We were putting in race cars and stuff like that. So along the way, I had followed Tony Robbins for quite a few years. I was doing his personal power stuff.
Yeah.
And I had a Tony Robbins coach. And in 2012, my Tony Robbins coach asked me if I've ever thought about becoming a coach. And I liked coaching. I liked personal growth. And at the time, I had a day job and I was working on my startup on the side. And when he asked me that question, it was like I got struck by lightning, just like, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
In my life, I could always perform in the top 90% without trying. But that was the first time in my career I remember being excited to learn something and like, oh my God, I can't wait to learn this. And I'm like, I'm going to become a coach. And that was almost 10 years ago. So.
And been doing it ever since. So you're a race car guy, you're a Tony Robbins guy. I like you.
Was the Tony Robbins guy? I used to think I was going to be this global jet setting, global race car, globetrotting race car driver, but that didn't happen. And that company fell apart and I got sued and a bunch of other stuff happened. So
no good.
But it's all part of the process though.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah. The funny thing is the foundation of the mindset shifting tools I use today, I created to use on myself when I was in that lawsuit.
That's interesting. So did you discover them there or you just sort of used them there to get through it?
Well, when I was a Tony Robbins coach, you know, Tony Robbins coaches a lot around state management. And I started to understand like the thing stopping me from getting what I wanted was these limiting beliefs. So like I'd want to take action, but I'd feel scared or doubtful or whatever. So my mindset wouldn't be aligned. Like these emotions would be stopping me. And the Tony Robbins tools would teach you to change your state, like, ha, you know, make your move, which changes your state. But when the state goes away, those old beliefs are still there, right? Yeah. It's a temporary change. And I actually discovered on my own, I was actually getting emails from my attorney. And I was, me and my partner who didn't have a lot of money were being sued by a woman who the primary investors got in a divorce and we got thrown under the bus. So we had somebody with deep pockets coming after us with an attorney who billed by the hour. So I was getting emails and I would like have panic attacks. And I realized I'm like, every time my attorney emails me is bad news. And I didn't want to feel that way. And in that moment, I figured out how to change my belief by taking ownership of it. And I changed my beliefs on the spot. And that was literally the foundation of me learning how to start coaching in a different way that created immediate shifts in people.
Yeah. So let's get into that. Our architects that we're talking to, small firm architects, they struggle with this. And I believe it's probably the thing that is the biggest barrier for small firm architects to be successful. Small firm architects, the community that we're talking about, are creative people, they're generous people, they're giving people, they want to make the world better. That's why they became architects. They're not so focused on money, so they struggle with money, they struggle with business, they struggle with their life because they struggle with money. So where do we start with this? Where do we start with understanding how to overcome that mindset?
The mindset of what specifically? Like that being a small business owner is hard? Like, because you said quite a bit there.
Yes, there's lots there. Let's start with money. Let's start with money. I think, you know, architects, because that's the foundation of it in my mind. Architects struggle with their own earning potential. So let's focus on that.
Yeah, and we'll expand into a basic understanding of mindset. And what I will say, I'll give you the simple answer first. The amount of money a person or business makes is equal to the financial frequency of life that they're living in.
Financial frequency of life.
Financial frequency.
What does that mean?
Well, our bodies, right? Remember seventh grade science, they're made of atoms. Atoms are not solid, right? Remember 99.99% not solid. We're energy, pure energy. Life is pure energy. So we're energetic beings playing with an energetic playground. And we also know that we've had times where life responds to us in a great way and things go our way. We've also had times when life does not respond well to us. And so, and we've also heard the term, we live in an attraction-based universe. There's law of attraction.
Yeah.
I kind of skate away from that term because I kind of envision meditating under a tree waiting for the Amazon Prime truck to show up. You know, it doesn't work that way. But what I've discovered is just kind of incorporating all of this is that mindset. So let's think about mindset, right? So imagine I'm going to give you a little graphic, a simple graphic. Okay. We're going to draw a circle and we're going to call that circle action. Okay. And as human beings, we know when we want to get something, more money, a new business, new client, we got to take action. Okay. And if we know what the strategy is, we'll take the action and get the result. If we don't know what the strategy is, the action won't get the result, or we don't know the action. So imagine the circle mindset, a little circle called action has a bigger circle around it that's called mindset. Okay. So your mindset creates your action, which can be your level of thinking. And if your mindset is in alignment with the target, it will generate an aligned action and aligned strategy. If the mindset is not in alignment with the target, it will create a misaligned action, misaligned. And that's traditionally how I used to coach and how the Tony Robbins taught me to coach is we do mindset and action. Like, what are you going to do to make more money? I should cold call more clients. Why don't you cold call more clients? I don't like cold calling. I don't want to feel rejected. And back then I would say, well, what kind of man are you going to be, right? What kind of example are you going to be for your dad if you don't cold call? Do what you need to do, right? So you would, so that coaching model would force misaligned action with negative leverage. Yep. And when you do that, you get mediocre limited results. What I've found, and I discovered this about 18 months ago, is that we have our first circle, which was action with a circle around it called mindset. There's another circle around mindset, which I call frame. What I've learned and what I believe is the frame is your frequency of you as a being, right? It's you, because your mind is your brain.
Yeah.
Action comes from your hands, but you create that. And what I've come to understand is that, you know, here's another idea. So like whoever created all of this, God, whatever you'd call the name, would it make sense that whoever created all of this gave these energetic beings a way to make the energetic reality respond to them? Would that make sense? Well, like, sure, it makes sense, right? So that's the idea I like to play with to explain this. And like, how do I, if I'm shaping my reality, how do I know if I'm in alignment or I'm not in alignment? Well, you have a guidance system called emotions to tell you when you're in. And all of this stemmed is this premise, and it'll come together in a second, is that I was a Tony Robbins coach. I was chasing success. When I became a coach, I had a good paying tech sales job. My income dropped from like 180 to 30, and it was struggling. Had two new babies born, a sole provider. It was very stressful. And I was grinding and grinding and grinding and tapping my face and eating dog food and all the crazy stuff that Tony Robbins coaches do. And I had average result after average result. And in 2019, I hit the wall. And when I hit the wall, I gave up, I cried, and I said, honey, I'm not meant to be a coach. I'm going back to sales. And then the next month after I gave up, I had more business flow in than I've had in the past 2 years. And my head exploded. I'm like, why is it that after I quit, everything starts flowing? And that's when I realized, and what's happened since then is this understanding that hard work does not create success. What creates success is alignment with success. Hard work simply increases your opportunities of getting into alignment with success. And what I've discovered is when your mindset is in alignment with the target, you will get what you want. The challenge we all face is changing our mindset. And the reason we have a hard time changing our mindset is because your mindset is not the source of your mindset. The frequency of you of a human being determines your mindset.
So how do you change your frequency? So
We do it all the time.
Yeah.
We do it all the time. You're driving in the car. You hear a song from 20 years ago. You remember that time you were a 20-year-old, you did something stupid and you feel bad about it. Like you just frame shifted and felt worse. Right. So what I'm showing people how to do is a frame shift, but to a version of you that you haven't been yet.
Yeah. I understand that. All right.
And what I found is life responds to your frame.
So action earns results, right? And the mindset around that action is what causes that action to happen.
Yes.
And you're saying that beyond that mindset, the thing that's going to shift the mindset is your frame. It's your being. It's the way you are living your life.
It's the frequency of you. Right. It's you, which it's almost like the, and when you shift frames, it's almost like shifting perspectives or points of view, right? We can adopt the different points of view, but the simple thing that I've discovered that's like radically changed everything is that we think our brains tell us that action creates reality, but it doesn't. Your frame frequency creates your reality.
Yeah. This is deep and I like it. So I want to understand this. And I want to make sure everybody who's listening understands this.
Yeah.
That's why I repeated that. So if my frequency determines my mindset,
yes,
my frequency of life,
yes.
Can you make that more practical for me?
Yes.
Explain to me what that means and how that looks in my daily existence.
In the daily existence, if you're in a small business, you need some new clients, you're feeling money stress, you know it's possible, you know you're supposed to be an architect because you love it, but the money's not there. And you're thinking, where do I get clients? Where do I get clients? And you're feeling stress about it. That stress is out of alignment. If we dove into that specific business owner who has financial stress about their business, they probably have doubt about finding new clients. Like, can you find new clients? Like, is it possible for you to find new clients? Yes. How certain are you from 0 to 100%, I can find new clients, 80%. So what usually happens for most people is they're walking around a walking contradiction with 80% aligned and 20% misaligned.
Yep.
So they're constantly trying to think their way out of a reality that's mismatched, because it's like your frequent, like the other idea we want to pull in here, let's play with this idea of the multiverse. Because today you could walk down the street and you could get a taco or a hamburger or a pizza or a salad, right? There's lots of different things you could eat, right? So those are all different versions of life. So it's almost like you're using the frequency of you to shift to the version of life you'll then experience.
How? How do I shift my life to do that?
So you have the architect who wants to make more money in his business. The number one thing he needs to do is to say, is it possible for me to get more clients?
Yes.
Right. Yes. Is it possible to get more clients with ease? Now, that person, that business owner's relative experience may say no, but it is possible for them to get clients with ease.
Right. You can see other architects,
yes,
that are getting projects with new clients.
Yes.
With ease.
So all you have to do to frame shift is, can you get a sense of a version of you? Like, let's just imagine there's another version of you in the future who's mm-hmm. lived 1, 5, 10 years from now. Can you get a sense of that version of you who knows how to find new clients with ease?
Okay. I can do that.
Okay.
Because I do that all the time, right? Yeah. I'm living in my future constantly.
Yes.
So I see that future person of what that person could accomplish, but I still have something between who I am today and who that person could be. And that sounds like the obstacle.
You're close.
Okay.
Right? You're close because you have to, number one, you can't have resistance to where you are now. Sometimes, like I did this for a decade, like I was so focused on success that I had resistance to my life right now because I'm just living in the future.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So
I've experienced that.
Yeah. Every entrepreneur has, right? We want the cash and prizes at the end, but life is about the process.
Yeah.
So you have to, where you are today is where you are. Good, bad, red, blue, like it is what it is. So this is where I am. So the way to get everything you want is to shift into a aligned frame. Can I get a sense of the version of me that knows how to do that? Yes. And if you hold your attention on that frame for like a minute, you'll actually first start to feel it in your body about 20 seconds. At about a minute, you get a bigger shift. And that's what I call like literally using your consciousness to shift frequencies of you.
Okay.
Now, the way what I found life works. Now, if I hadn't validated this with dozens and dozens of clients, I wouldn't believe this, but it is a law of attraction based universe, but the people miss in the law of attraction. So think of it this way. The frequency of you in life determines the thoughts that you will think. You can be in a good mood and have happy thoughts, or you can be in a bad mood and have sad thoughts, right? So let's say you start thinking, holding the frame, the frequency of deals are easy and I find them all the time. You're just holding that. You're going to start to think different thoughts. And instead of normally going to the salad bar for lunch, you're going to bring something from home and eat meat outside on the building, and that day you bump into a new contact, which opens up another door, and you start having lunch together, and you find his sister does something, and then it follows a process. So the thing that we especially with money, is we want it now. But yep. money is a process.
Right.
So most people get lost. They'll get aligned initially with the frame, but they'll get out of alignment as they start to follow the process.
Okay. I'm starting to understand this. So we're using our imagination, right? We are creative people. We can imagine who we might be in the future.
Yes.
So we are literally stopping and thinking, can I be that alternative person that I want to be?
Yes.
What does that look like? What does that feel like? What does that sound like in reality, in your head? Think about it. Mm-hmm. And by doing that for a certain amount of time, there would actually be a chemical reaction in your brain that's going to start changing the way you think and the way you feel, right? Your emotions will literally change because you're living in that alternative frame. Let's take a quick break to say thank you to our sponsors for their support of this episode. This episode is brought to you by BQE, the makers of BQE Core, Systems and Standard Operating Procedures. You already know that that's how to build a profitable business and find the freedom you want. You need systems and procedures. But you struggle with choosing which systems you need most and how to implement those systems quickly so you can get back to doing what you love most. The Designing Your Business Masterclass series was created by acclaimed architect and business consultant Douglas Teeger to help fellow architects and engineers run their firms more profitably while maintaining a healthy work-life balance. Douglas grew from a solo practitioner to become managing partner of his 30-plus person firm and then later sold his firm so he can do what he does today, helping architects be more successful at Teeger Consulting. On the third Wednesday of every month, Douglas dives deep into an essential topic that will strengthen the profitability of your firm and make it sustainable for growth in the years to come. Register now for the next Designing Your Business Masterclass with Douglas Teeger at bqe.com/masterclass and start implementing powerful systems for the profitability you need and the freedom you want. Every live masterclass session includes AIA continuing education credit, and when you visit bqe.com/masterclass, you'll have access to the full library of past sessions on demand. The Designing Your Business Masterclass is free, and it's brought to you by our friends at BQE, the makers of BQE Core, the software that makes it easy to manage your projects and people for maximum productivity and ultimate profitability. Register now for the Designing Your Business Masterclass at bqe.com/masterclass. That's bqe.com/masterclass. This episode is brought to you by FreshBooks. There's a lot to love about being an entrepreneur architect, right? But trying to figure out our financials on our own is not one of those things. Luckily, we have FreshBooks, the all-in-one accounting solution that's built for business owners like us. FreshBooks takes all the not-so-fun parts of running a business, from building and tracking invoices, to managing online payments, to organizing expenses, and automates them with features like the digital bills and receipt scanner, saving you up to 11 hours a week in the process. It's also super easy to get up and running, and the award-winning FreshBooks support team, they are always available to answer any questions along the way. Compare that to some of the other financial management tools out there. Try FreshBooks for free for 30 days. No credit card required. Go to FreshBooks.com/architect to get started today. That's FreshBooks.com/architect. So what will you do with 11 more hours each week? This episode is brought to you by RCAT.com. We all have that one story, that one project that had such a unique situation that it required a solution that you had rarely considered before. We share these stories in private professional circles with our friends and our colleagues, but there has never been a collection of these stories of conflict and triumph all in one place until now. Detailed is a podcast series that features architects, engineers, builders and manufacturers who share their insights and expertise as they highlight some of the most complex, interesting, and oddball building conditions that they have ever encountered, and the ingenuity it took to solve them. Join host Charisse Lakeside, aka CSI Kraken, a senior specifications writer at RDH Building Science, as she uncovers lessons learned to help you navigate similar challenges that may arise in your next project. Detailed, an original podcast by RCAT. Listen and subscribe right now at rcat.com/podcast. That's rcat.com/podcast. ARCAT.com/podcast. Detailed. Every building has a story. Please visit our sponsors today and thank them. Thank them for supporting you, the Entree Architect community. When you start living your life, and if you can stay in that frame, which let's talk about how we do that, but if we can live in that frame, within that frequency of that frame, then other things start to open up because you think differently and you act differently. You put yourself in positions to accept alternative ways of moving forward. Is that right?
Yes. When you shift your frame, you'll start having different thoughts, different ideas, different desires, different motivations, and things will start shifting. And it happens just like that. And it's actually extremely simple. Like, you have a guidance system that's built in. So do I. But we've been conditioned not to use it. Like, it's your emotions. Oh, that. Yeah. We're supposed to, like, this thing, they'll call me as a coach and like, I need to do this, but I don't want to. Well, I feel like I'm procrastinating. Well, then you're not supposed to do that, right? That's like a system inside you telling you don't do that. So because our biggest limiting factor is our brain, because your brain is a computer that is cataloging everything that is experienced prior to this moment. In the next moment, anything can happen. But we don't think that because the brain's constantly looking there. Like, you could be walking down the street and a gentleman walks up to you and goes, "Here, Mark, you look like a nice gentleman," and hands out, you know, those stacks of cash you see on TV, like five of those, it's like $50,000, you know? Now, while that situation may not be likely, it's not impossible.
Right.
Right.
Yep.
Most people are living their life in limited frames because things haven't happened in the past. So they're literally just not open to big, amazing things happening to them. The majority of what I do literally is just making people blank and be open from their past. When you get to money, though, the other hand, like, let's say you're walking down the street and somebody says, here you go, $50,000. How do you react?
Pretty excited. Well, first I'd be questioning why somebody handed me $50,000.
Yeah. And he's like, "I'm a billionaire. I got more than I can use. Here you go." Then what do you do?
I think I'd get pretty excited.
You would be excited? Okay. Some people get excited. Some people say, "I can't. No, I can't." There's money for nothing. Money doesn't grow on trees. You know, money is one of the most loaded subjects out there.
Yeah.
So people are literally operating in a mindset that doesn't believe they can make more money. So they never do.
Yeah. And I'm thinking about this idea of your frame. And as I'm thinking about it, I'm thinking about when you're limited, your frame is really small, right? It's just the thing that you are right now.
Yeah.
Right. And so if we are thinking beyond that, that frame starts to get bigger. Right. And so more can fit into it. More possibilities can happen. More opportunities can come to you. You can meet more people. And the more larger that frame gets, to the point where it's so big that maybe you can't see the edges of it, then you start to be able to, anything is possible, because now you're living in this world that literally anything is possible. So from a small firm architect's point of view, if they're living within this limited, I can only do the work that I can do, and I can only get paid the amount that I'm getting paid, and I'll never get to where I'm getting, and I work so hard and I struggle and it's never getting to where I am. That's your frequency. And if you stop and think about the possibility of changing that frequency and the opening that frame up a little bit, then the possibilities change and you start making different decisions and meeting different people and taking different action.
That's exactly true.
Interesting.
And frame shifting is super simple. It's literally just, now note, you don't want to visualize, because visualize happens in the mind.
Okay. Because architects are going to instantly visualize.
I know. And that's so let me give you a clear example how to actually do a frame shift.
Okay.
So
do that.
When I say get a sense, because if you visualize is at the mindset level. We want to go to the frame level. So sense like this, you know, like you've been driving in your car and you're at a stoplight and you're looking forward. And you know the person to your right is looking at you.
Yep.
Which of your senses are you using? Not one of the five, right? There's a difference. Right. You can sense the president. And also I can have, I have like my phone is sitting on my desk and I could be looking at you on the screen and I can have my attention on the phone, right? Like it's there. So let me ask you, Mark, can you get a sense of a version of you anytime in the future that understands what I'm talking about at a greater depth than you do now?
Yes.
Can you sense the presence of that frame?
Yes.
Where is it? Is it in front of you, side of you, up, down? Where is that frame?
Oh, that's interesting. I didn't think of a specific direction. It's like above me.
Okay. So it's different for everybody, actually. Yours is above. Mine, if you ever see my videos and I put my left hand up, it's because mine are to my left. So it's, and all you have to do is hold your attention on that frame. You don't have to remember what it was anymore. You already defined that. Let's add to it. Can you get a sense of a version of you that has validated, and can you get a sense of a version of you in the future that has validated and done frame shifting and you had a big smile on your face when you figure out it worked? Can you get a sense of that version of you?
Yes.
Can you get a sense of a version of you that understands what I'm talking about so well that you could give a lecture on it if you wanted to?
Yes.
And can you get a sense of a version of you that has been living that, using those tools for 5 years?
Yes.
Okay. Now hold your awareness on that for like 15 seconds.
That's a long time on a podcast.
I know. I know. we'll stop right now, but how do you feel now? Did you notice anything?
Yeah. I feel more optimistic.
If we actually hold it for 20 seconds, it's hard on a podcast, yeah, but if we hold it for 20 seconds or even a minute, what people usually say is they feel lighter, calm, more certain, more focused, because anytime we go up in frequency, we will feel lighter, more focused. Mm-hmm. Anytime we go down in frequency, like to the past or negative memories, we'll feel heavier. And that's literally frequency shifting.
Right. So this is not about visualization. This is about feeling and senses, because you actually said that earlier and I missed it. You said, can you get a sense of it? You didn't say, can you see it? Can you imagine it? Can you get a sense of it? And that's different. It's about emotion and it's about this thing that's happening in your brain that's making you feel a different way. It's not really about seeing it in our heads.
I believe it's shifting to a different version of you in a different frame.
And then does intention come into it? I mean, once you do that and you build that and you understand that framework and that frame, and you understand how to use that and you start to sense that. And do you do this on a daily basis? Is this a practice?
I do it the way that I follow it and the way I've discovered this is based on how I feel. Like it's simple as that. If you're working on a target and you feel positive emotion, you're aligned. If you feel negative emotion, you're not aligned. It's that simple. So I find that when I'm feeling negative emotion, I get curious as to what I'm doing and then I'll frame shift to get out of it.
That's interesting. It's much like meditation, right? Because often if I get into a rut, I'll stop and I'll meditate for just a few minutes and it'll shift my mindset. I've also used countdown, right? If I want to stop thinking about something that I'm thinking about, I'll count down backwards from five. It'll make a specific, you know, redirect my thought in my head and then I'll shift to a different thought. All related, right? Does intention tie into this?
Intention and decision are frame shifts, right? So it's really the simplest way I know to comprehend this is, you know, there was that movie, Into the Spider-Verse, and there's like different versions of Spider-Man's, right? And if you look at quantum mechanics and quantum physics, there's an infinite number of parallel realities as well. So it's almost like you're not becoming the you that can make more money. You're shifting to the you that already is by dialing into like, and with our conscious focus, we can shift our frequency. And just by holding your focus on a version of you, you'll literally start thinking different thoughts. When I was writing the book, Do the Impossible, there was a point where I'm sitting in front of my computer and there's a crickets coming in my ears. And I just imagined a version of me that just wrote an amazing chapter. I sat there for a minute and the words just started flowing.
Yeah. Yeah. That is fascinating. Because just to stop and think, and you listening, stop and think that there are an infinite number of you in the future. It's just a matter of which one you choose to proceed with, right? It could be negative. It could be positive. It could be extraordinary. They all are possible. And so it's a matter of focusing your senses or understanding the sense, right? Focusing on the frame of that future you that you want to occur, and then things start to work the way you, and it's not just snap of the fingers, but things start moving in the right direction.
It's always a process. There's always, because life is a process. So it's the way the process works is you move into an aligned frame, and then you follow, you take inspired action. Like, what action do you feel like taking? Like, which action do you actually feel like taking, or which action do you think you need to take?
Yeah.
Because the action you think you need to take is your conditioning. The action you know you should take, that's your intuitive guidance. Like, that's what you want to follow.
Yeah.
You know, I'm a life coach, and I make 20 times what the average life coach makes last year. And so it doesn't matter if you're an architect, and architects, small businesses don't make money. When you will get into alignment with your path in life, money will come automatically. What people don't realize is that this growth of finance, money is one of the biggest ones. And coincidentally, that's the book I'm writing right now is the money book, is that the growth of money and success in your life intimately involves the personal growth of you of the process. So if you have a business owner who wants to make more money, and they're trying to make more money, and it's pushing them outside their comfort zone personally to start do things, and they're not open to the personal growth of themselves, the business will never work. They're intertwined.
Yes. Yes. I am so interested in this, so fascinated by it, because I live my life this way too. So this is not beyond the way I'm already thinking. And so it's easy for me to let it open up and consider the possibilities. I know there are people who are listening who are like, you got to be kidding me. I'm not going to change I'm not going to sense my frame and my life is going to change. But I believe that can happen, right? Because your decisions are based on your mindset, and your mindset needs to be shifted. And this idea that the frame is what decides on your mindset, which then decides on your action, is really interesting.
Yeah, and the way I like to present it to people is I'm like, let's explore an idea, right? Do you like to explore ideas? Would you like to explore a new way to get results? Because at a simple level, this is how it started, is like, I wanted to create more success and I didn't know what to do. And I was forcing it. And I had these limiting beliefs that I would feel about taking action. And I was trying to get rid of the limiting beliefs, because I knew when the limiting beliefs were gone, I would feel positive emotion. I would feel aligned, and I would hit my targets consistently. So I'm like, if I change my limiting beliefs, I can hit my targets. I know that. And then it was all this process of trying to change limiting beliefs. And when I figured out how to do that, I would literally pick apart with a client 20, 30, 40 limiting beliefs about money to try to get them in alignment, because I was only attacking it at the mindset level. When you start at the frame level, the mindset gets in alignment automatically. So all those limiting beliefs simply become irrelevant. So the frame shifting process is simply the fastest way I've ever found to get into alignment with getting what you need.
Yeah. Before we wrap up with the final question, I have one more question to ask you. You mentioned before procrastination.
Mm-hmm.
That is part of this, right? That shifts. You said that procrastination is, you procrastinate because it's not the right thing to be doing. Is that what you said?
Yeah. Procrastination is life telling you don't do that.
Because a lot of times you'll procrastinate knowing that that is what you need to do. You need to do that in order to get to where you want to go, but there's something stopping you from doing it. And that something stopping you from doing is what you're talking about, right? There's an energy there saying that's the wrong thing to do.
Procrastination means you're approaching that action item or that result from a misaligned frame. So you
still may need to be doing that. Procrastination will go away if the frame shifts.
Yes. Yes. Like, for example, you could talk to a small business owner who thinks he needs to cold call clients and he feels procrastination from cold calling. And let's say for this person likes people, or he's religious, or he likes to give blessings. And he believes that, like, Mr. Client, do you ever say a positive blessing to people all the time? Is that a gift to them? Yes. Well, is it possible that if someone screams at you on the phone, they don't want your business, and they hang up on them, you could still give them a blessing and wish them a wonderful day anyway? Yeah. Is that a gift to them? Yeah. So could you actually be giving out gifts with your phone calls? So you can reframe. That's one way. So to get yourself into alignment, because sometimes you may have to take the action. But a lot of times I'm finding that we're having resistance to those actions because we're doing business the way they say we should do it and not the way we want to do it.
Yes. Yes. I hope you are listening and understanding this. This is important. And I agree. I believe this. I agree that this is a significant part of your success, because I can tell you much of what you're talking about, Jason, is how I got to where I am now with Entree Architect. It is very much mindset. I never considered frame, which is really interesting. So I'm going to be doing a lot of frame shifting in the next hour or so. But it is very much a mindset shift to get to where you want to go. And this idea, this formula of expanding beyond the mindset to the frame and shifting your frame in order to then come back into your mindset to take that action is really powerful.
Yeah. And like, for example, overwhelm, right? Most people say overwhelm's bad. Overwhelm basically means you created more than you can handle. Right? Too much. Yes. Life, more success, which isn't that good?
I can feel that overwhelm right now.
Right. But if you're in overwhelm, it also means it's possible for you to not be in overwhelm. So you can also view overwhelm as the indicator of the presence of an elevated frame.
Okay.
So when you feel overwhelmed, shift frames.
And then the overwhelm will go away because your frame has shifted. It's not that the things that need to be done have changed. It's just the way you're experiencing those things that need to get done.
Yeah, and that's actually how I discovered the process of frame shifting about a year and a half ago. My business grew 10x in 2020. And so I went from 100,000 to a million in 1 year. And I do this in Q4, I did this group coaching program on top of having 65 personal clients and hiring new coaches and an admin and building an entire business in 3 months was just bonkers. And I was in overwhelm every single day. And I had this simple idea that says, I wasn't overwhelmed today. 2 months, I'm in complete overwhelm every day. 2 months ago, I wasn't in overwhelm. But if you took Jason from 10 years ago and brought him to 2 months ago, he would have been completely overwhelmed. So that told me that in the future, there's a version of me that if I could bring that version here, he wouldn't be overwhelmed. Right. And I literally did the first frame shift. So I literally just every day I went in overwhelm and I just imagined the version of me that wasn't in overwhelm. And I just waited like a minute and literally all the stress went away. And I'm like, I got this. I know what to do.
Right. So, because if that alternative you had the experience, understood what needed to be done, had the tactics and the strategies to handle the things that you're feeling overwhelmed about, you wouldn't be overwhelmed. Yeah. So you have to imagine that future you, then go back and then your mindset will shift.
Yeah.
And because your frame shifted.
Exactly.
Okay. This was a deep one. Probably the deepest episode that I've ever done here on Entree Architect Podcast. I've read lots of books similar because I'm very much a mindset guy. This is really interesting. I'm definitely going to buy the Do the Impossible, your new book.
Awesome.
Do the Impossible, Unlock Your Full Potential with the Power of Mindset. We'll have a link to that on the show notes as well. Before we wrap things up, Jason, I want to ask you the one question that I ask everybody. What's the one thing that a small firm architect can do right now today to build that better business for tomorrow?
I'm going to give you a two-part answer. The first one is go bigger. Aim higher. Smaller targets aren't easier than bigger targets. So you might as well aim at a big target. Go bigger and follow your excitement, because excitement is an indicator of intuition. So do that and watch what happens.
I love it. And this has been such an interesting conversation. Thank you for coming by. His name is Jason Dries. The book is Do the Impossible, Unlock Your Full Potential with the Power of Mindset. You can learn everything about Jason and his coaching and his Mindset Academy. He's got courses, books, and resources, everything. JasonDriesCoaching.com. That's Drees. JasonDriesCoaching.com. We'll have a link to that as well. He's also on Instagram at JasonDriesCoaching. You can follow him there. Jason, thank you for what you're doing out there. Thank you for writing this book. Thank you for writing that next book, because I'm interested in that one as well. Thank you for helping people find their greatest potential. And thank you for coming by here at Entree Architect Podcast and sharing your knowledge.
Thanks for the invitation, Mark. It was great to connect today.
If you liked this episode of Entree Architect Podcast, please share a rating, write a review, go write a review. I would love to know what you think of this podcast, and it helps other architects find us. So go do 5-star rating if you like it. Share, write a review. I'd love it. and share a link to this episode with a friend, because that's how we've grown. That's how Entree Architect has grown to serve thousands of architects throughout the world, just like you. Thank you to our sponsors, RCAT, FreshBooks, and BQE for their support of this episode. I ask you to support them because they support us. And if they're supporting us, they're supporting you. So go support them. Got it? Go support our sponsors. Links to our sponsors. So you can click on those links and go right to them. Links to our sponsors and all the resources we shared today are available at the show notes for this episode at entrearchitect.com/podcast. All the shows are there. entrearchitect.com/podcast. Entree Architect is a member of the Gable Media Podcast Network. Gable Media is curated thought leadership for an audience dedicated to building a better world. Listen and subscribe to all the shows. I think there are 11 of them there now. Go there, gablemedia.com. That's GABLmedia.com. And I hope you're going to join us in Austin November 1st through November 3rd, 2022. Those are the dates for the Entree Architect Community Annual Meeting, our first ever live and in-person conference for you, the small firm architect community. Visit entrearchitect.com/annual meeting right now to learn more. That's entrearchitect.com/annual meeting, and I will see you in Austin in November. Don't miss this. This is going to be great. entrearchitect.com/annual meeting. It's a conference for you, small firm architects. Thank you for listening today to this episode of Entree Architect Podcast. Love, learn, and share what you know.
From historic homes to modern architecture, brick is one of the most popular building materials around the world.
How to allow the house to bridge the gap between the history of the site, the approachability of this kind of architecture in this kind of neighborhood, and the sort of nostalgia of materiality for the client's past, right? And brick really started to provide an answer for that.
Hi, I'm Doug Pat, and this is Design Vault. There aren't many materials that easily blend with any style and context, but brick does just that. I've seen some extraordinary work with brick. So when Glengarry approached me about hosting this podcast, I couldn't say no.
Typically, Tudor-style houses from outside are just stunningly gorgeous piece of structure. And when you go in, it's just sad.
Yeah.
Dark. And that is not going to happen with my approach to design.
I speak with industry leaders and share inspiring stories behind their work and ingenious design.
You'll see brick that's fashioned into basket weave patterns, sawtooth patterns, what's known in England as diapering.
Doesn't sound like you knew them per se, right? They found you through relationships that you had with other.
Well, wait, Doug, there's more.
Okay.
We'll go behind the scenes to understand process and even the inspiration that sparked the design.
You know, I think we were inspired by all the factory buildings in Dumbo. I mean, that is the kind of period of significance, that early American factory building.
Design Vault by Glengarry. Visit glengarry.com/design-vault or search for Design Vault wherever you get your podcasts and subscribe now to stretch your imagination.
Attention architects and creative minds, get ready to supercharge your brand with Build Your Brand, the podcast that's unlocking the secrets of branding success for creatives. Hey there, it's Mark Arlepage, founder of Entree Architect, and I'm inviting you to join my friend, architect marketing expert, Jeff Eccles at Build Your Brand podcast, where he explores the captivating stories of the world's top brands and transforms their lessons into powerful moves for small firm architects and creatives like you. In season one, Jeff shares the thrilling tale of Southwest Airlines, where he dissects their journey to the summit and distills it into strategies tailor-made for you.
It's important to keep in mind that companies like Southwest compete in the real world, just like you, and face real-world challenges, just like you. You might be surprised at how similar those challenges are to the struggles that you grapple with on a day-to-day basis.
Don't miss out on your blueprint for success. Subscribe, tune in, and let's build your brand together.
You may have noticed that the very best brands in the world are also known for having somewhat unique corporate cultures. That's often the glue that holds everything together when they encounter those rough spots.
We don't do it because it inconveniences the passengers to whom we are primarily dedicated, the short-haul frequent flyer.
Follow the link in the show notes to subscribe to Build Your Brand today. Remember, no matter the size, the journey's the same. Your brand's journey to the top starts here.